From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday to provide reassurances of continued U.S. security following the agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Prime Minister Netanyahu greeted Carter with a somber face before going into nearly 2 hours of talks at his office in Jerusalem. Neither official commented publicly following the meeting. The Israeli deputy foreign minister indicated that Israel would maintain its opposition at least until the U.S. Congress completes its 60-day review of the accord. Carter Monday met with Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon and told him Israel is the bedrock of American strategy in the Middle East. He said, "We know what our interests are, and a principle among them for the United States is our friendship and alliance with Israel." Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says a regional joint task force to fight the militant group Boko Haram will be up and running by the end of this month. Mr. Buhari told VOA in an interview Tuesday that Nigeria will lead the task force and that troops from several of Nigeria's neighbors could be deployed in operations against the militants. Mr. Buhari, who hails from the northern Nigeria area where Boko Haram is most active, said there has been progress in the fight, but he refused to predict imminent victory. Cameroon is also contributing troops to the task force. Mr. Buhari is in the middle of a 4-day visit to Washington. He met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday, ahead of meetings with members of Congress and also a town hall meeting with Nigerians who live in the U.S. This is VOA News.